Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle. Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing, online marketing, social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
Hey, peeps. So this is being recorded around the holidays. So if you celebrate Christmas, Merry Christmas, or Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa, or today is actually Festivus for the rest of us. Anyways, whatever you celebrate, I hope you have a wonderful holiday season. But during this time, we have an opportunity, and that is to create memories. One of the things I did way back in the 1990s is I sat my father down before he passed away, and I brought out a VHS video camera, and I basically pointed it over my shoulder and sat there and asked him a bunch of questions, and I videotaped it. Now, those tapes sat in my basement for years, but in the 2000s, after he passed away, I actually had those tapes and transferred them to my computer, edited them down, and turned them into a DVD. That DVD was then taken to a company that made copies for me. And then I took those copies and I sent them out as Christmas presents to all my brothers, my cousins, my aunts, everybody I could possibly think of. It was a great way to bring him back to life. Now, in the course of that, I had a hard drive crash, and I lost all the original files, but I still had the DVDs, right? So, that's not so bad. And I still have the VHS if I really wanted to spend the money and time to get them transferred. So, over the years, I've had new computers, and I have a DVD reader, and I plug it into my computer and try to redigitize the DVD to my computer, but the DVD reader will not read the copied DVD-R. It just won't work. So technology has a way of preventing us from saving those memories. So what I want to talk about today is just some ideas where you can basically have the foresight for 2020 to capture some things that you could use both in your family and your business. Now, one of the things that I like to do is create assets. Think of every opportunity you have between now and the end of the year to create memory assets. Most phones today have better cameras and better technology than, say, the cameras that we have in our closets. I've got two really good cameras I paid a lot of money for, but my iPhone 11 has so much more capability than what those cameras can do. It has something called portrait mode and ultra-wide vision and close-ups and low light and just so many great opportunities to capture good stuff. So, if you don't have a tripod, grab one and bring it with. Treat your phone like a camera and make it do good things. The other thing that you can do too is, after you've taken those pictures, there are filters and things that you can do with them afterwards on your phone. Or, if you have the skills and the software, you could bring it into Photoshop and even do more with it. So, the first thing I'm going to suggest that you do is think about who this holiday season you can interview. Think about recording your parents, or your uncles, or your aunts, or your grandparents. What about you recording yourself or your significant other so that you have a record for your kids, just in case? Interview people that you know and save those, and make sure that you put it in a safe place when you're done. So in other words, as soon as you're done recording those, hook up your phone to a computer, put those files in a place where you can access them. And make sure they're backed up, unlike mine, so that you have the opportunity to tweak, edit, and use them in the future. Couple of tips that I want to give you when you're thinking about doing this. I already mentioned, number one, get a tripod. You can buy a phone holder that goes on top of a tripod. You can get it various different places, especially on Amazon. I have one for mine. The other thing that I really suggest you take a look at is how you light things. Make sure that the subject that you're taking pictures with or taking a video with has good light on their face, and make sure that you can see everything clearly. If not, hey, take a second, move them, make sure that you capture the best possible moments. The other thing that you might want to think about is getting a mic. Now, the mics on phones are okay, but if you had a lavalier or a handheld mic that you could hook up to your phone, you're going to get much better audio quality. Now, you can fix bad video with good audio, but you cannot fix bad audio with good video. If you can't hear what people are saying, pictures don't mean as much. So invest a little time and energy and maybe some money in getting something that's going to help you get better quality audio. So once you have these, what can you do with them? Well, obviously, you can edit a video and put it up on YouTube or Vimeo or wherever you want. Or, yes, you can still have them converted to a DVD. You can put them in places where you can share them. The other thing I'm going to suggest is take lots of still pictures. Not just of the people that you want to remember an interview, but look for interesting things. Maybe it's a Christmas package sitting under a tree. It could be a texture of the Christmas paper. It could be food. Something that you might be able to use in one of your blog posts, in a video, in something in the future. Because you can always save those and reuse those later. So look for interesting things that maybe aren't just the people that you want to interview. And what can you do with all of that? So you can take a bunch of pictures and you can create a slideshow and maybe add some music to it. Maybe think about putting together a picture book. In other words, taking all of them and sending them to some place that can actually compile them into a printed book that you could share with other people. There's technology today where you can take a picture off of your phone and transfer it to wall art. Obviously, you can have a photo blown up and put in a frame, but have you thought maybe about turning it into a canvas or even a fracture, which is kind of like a glass print? There's so many different ways that you can use these. Think about maybe using them as gifts, like birthday presents. You can turn a picture into a mug, into a t-shirt, into some kind of art that somebody could have for their birthday or a special occasion. Now, I'm not going to recommend any specific thing, but here's the bottom line. Just Google it. If you want to find a way to put a picture on canvas, just say photo to canvas, and you will find numerous different opportunities to do that. If you want to put it on a mug, there's a handful of ways to do that. Things like send out cards, and other companies allow you to personalize items and send out gifts along with them. So take as many pictures, do some interviews, do things over this holiday season that you can preserve as memories to use for years to come. One of the things I'm so happy about is being able to capture my father and share it with the nieces and nephews who never knew the history of our family. And I have that for a lifetime. Think about all the people that you can document your life this time for them. Think about some of the pictures that you could use in your business that maybe would make a difference throughout the year. You've got a tool in your hand. Why don't you make the most of it and give yourself the gift of great memories and great smiles this holiday season? So I want to say thank you for being a fan of the Bacon Podcast. If you would do me a favor, go to iTunes, give us a review, share it with some of your friends, and tune in for more, because next year I've got a great series starting January 1st. So I'll talk to you soon. Happy holidays. Yeah.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.